ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Less than 24 hours after President Biden announced the U.S. would begin airdropping much-needed humanitarian aid into Gaza, the first military planes dropped supplies on the territory. The planes dropped thousands of ready-to-eat meals as some 500,000 people are on the brink of famine. Republican Nikki Haley campaigning in North Carolina Saturday ahead of Super Tuesday, when 16 states will head to the polls. Frontrunner Donald Trump also in North Carolina, laying out his agenda.
On day one, I will sign a new executive order to cut federal funding for any school pushing critical race theory, transgender insanity, and other inappropriate racial, sexual, or political content onto our children.
Haley, meanwhile, making the case that Americans want neither Biden nor Trump. Hundreds of rescues taking place along Interstate 80 in California's Sierra Nevada mountains this weekend after a powerful blizzard. This is ABC News. Jurors have heard a week of testimony in the criminal trial of Hannah Gutierrez, the armorer on the movie Rust, where Alec Baldwin allegedly shot and killed a cinematographer. ABC's Jacqueline Lee.
Rust director Joel Souza taking the stand in the criminal trial of movie armorer Hannah Gutierrez Friday, recalling the moment he and cinematographer Helena Hutchins were shot on the film set.
I just kept saying, you don't understand. No, this was a movie set. It's just not possible that there's a live round.
Hutchins was killed after a revolver held by actor Alec Baldwin fired a live round as he was rehearsing back in October of 2021. Gutierrez, now facing involuntary manslaughter and evidence tampering charges, pleading not guilty.
Baldwin has also been charged with involuntary manslaughter and faces trial in July. He's pleaded not guilty. Oregon set to roll back the state's first-in-the-nation drug decriminalization law as the legislature's approved plans to recriminalize small possession of drugs like heroin and meth. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now? Is to take a Kringle and go away.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hi, I'm Maggie Dawn, host of The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media's Southeast Wisconsin News Bureau Chief.
Stuart and I will be hosting special coverage of President Biden's State of the Union speech Thursday night at 8.
We'll, of course, present what the president says, the Republican response, and also talk about what it all means for you.
This will be one of the most important speeches from the president in this critical election year.
This Thursday night at 8 across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Kelsey
save
Miles.
Let the music roll.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music. Saturday night in the state of Wisconsin. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media. Original local music from Wisconsin until midnight tonight. Max Inc. Radio, sponsored by the Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie. Check out their home-brewed beer and great food, live entertainment, 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu at fullmilebeercompany.com. And by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie right now at salvatorestomatopies.com. Let's kick off the 8 o'clock hour with a double dip of the flavor that kills. This is American Dream on Max Inc. Radio.
See this. secured in the safety of your haircut and the labels on your clothes. How you gonna let go? Who gets thrown away? It will be a pleasure to hear what you have to say. You can wrap yourself up, but you're just a gift that you can't open up. Smile. How can I let go? How can I forget and say these memories just won't work? But daddy, they gotta change. You can wrap yourself up, but you're just a gift, and you can't help it enough alone.
Off your 8 o'clock hour with a double dip of the flavor that kills. That is Home on Max Inc. Radio. Original local music from Wisconsin. American Dream before that. I love the flavor that kills. They're really good. Their new album is available right now up on Bandcamp. You can grab that. Help support the band. It's called, oh dear, my computer is going all different directions where I don't want it to go. Life of a DJ. Their 2024 release called Book of Secrets. Once again, it's available right now on Bandcamp. I'm Jimmy Kay here with Rocker. Hope you're having a great evening. Original local music from Wisconsin until midnight all over the Civic Media Radio Network. Rocker, we've already had a lot of fun tonight. We got more fun on the way. What's coming up, brother?
Thermal extraction devices, Jimmy, with Dynavap. We're going to have George Brewa here telling us about his invention and the founding of the company called Dynavap, which has really gone worldwide. And in the lair, Kaylin Cole, she is here already, right now. We're going to hear her live, 9 to 10 p.m., and then Max Inc. Heavy at 10 p.m., Jimmy. And we have an interview with our new on-air personality, M. Shell, and she'll be interviewing the band H1Z1.
And M. Shell is out and about in the music scene right now. I don't know exactly where she's at, but she's calling in, I believe, on the phone with us right now. Hello, M. Shell. How are you?
Hey guys, I'm doing pretty good. How are you tonight?
We're doing great. Where are you at tonight? What's going on?
So I am at the Q Club right now. That is in Waukesha, Wisconsin. It is the Q Club of Wisconsin. So really awesome pool hall with great food and an awesome stage. So we have live music tonight, Conniption and Alpha Transit.
There's going to be a mosh pit there.
Most likely. I'm hoping so. So Alpha Transit, it sounds like this is their first show back in a while. They are progressive funk fusion. So I'm really excited to check out what that means.
Progressive funk fusion.
Mm. Yeah. Sounds like a good time. They have some albums. You can definitely come and pick those up. They start at 8:30 and then Conniption goes on, I believe, 9:30, 10 o'clock is the plan. And then they close out the night. And obviously, they are thrash metal from Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
That's awesome. And tell me the venue once again.
Q Club.
Q Club.
Like, pool cue. Yeah.
All right. If the
a pool hall.
If horns are involved in this funk fusion band, give me a call back, because I'm going to have to beam myself over to Milwaukee to check that out. That sounds really cool.
Hey, yeah, I'll definitely let you know. You know, there was a lot of people loading gear in. You know, I don't think it was quite as many as, say, a ska band, but there's a lot of equipment involved. There's at least a keyboard, so definitely going to be a lot of fun.
Stop by the Q Club tonight. Say hi to M. Shell. You had an interview that we're going to play tonight with H1Z1 that's going to play tonight at 10:30 during Maxine Kevy. Give us a little preview of that interview.
Yeah, H1Z1, they are just such awesome people, great musicians. They are what I would say kind of new metal, think, you know, Korn, Slipknot, Static X, this kind of, you know, maybe even a little bit of Seven Dust in there. Awesome, awesome band to see live. They're going to talk about what they have planned for this year and their music video that they just dropped in the last month, I believe.
Yeah, that's up on YouTube. I checked out that video earlier today when I was listening to the interview. It's super cool, talented band. You can hear more about it tonight during Maxine Kevy, started at 10 o'clock, and Michelle will be your host for that interview. Great to hear from you, Michelle. Have a great night.
Yeah, thanks so much, guys. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'll let you know how it goes.
We'll talk to you soon. Remember, if there's horns, I'm coming. I'm there.
All right, I'll see you then.
All right, bye-bye. Hey, Rocker, we were talking before the break that the Whammies is happening in May, May 18th and 9th, or 17th and 18th.
No, 18th and 19th. 18th and 19th.
Yeah, Saturday and Sunday, 18th and 19th, up in Green Bay. The award ceremony is on Sunday at the Epic Center in Green Bay.
The Epic Event Center, yeah.
Thank you.
On Holmgren Avenue.
One thing I didn't mention is that the Whammies has a really cool expert toolkit to drive engagement for your Whammy nominations.
That's right, Jimmy. They just came out with this kind of toolkit made for the bands or people who have been nominated for an award to help them promote the fact that they're nominated for an award and try and stimulate voting. And so there's just some really good, you know, kind of promo materials, some letters that you can use, some stuff that's already made, some logos that you can use as badges. A whole plethora of different tools.
We don't need no stinking badges.
Yes, yes, you do, Jimmy.
Yes, we do. Well, it's a great way to drive engagement in your art, in your band, and for the Whammies, it's a great way to get some votes and win the Whammy.
You know, they've already had more nominations this year than in any year past. So, you know, their association with Broadjam has really stimulated that, and they're really reaching out now across the state. So after 42 years, they're actually still improving.
It's pretty awesome. Whammy.org for more information. That's whammy.org. All right, we got music on the way from Miles Nielsen, The Rusted Hearts. We'll do some After August, I think, tonight. Plus, George from Dino Vape is here. It's Max Inc. on a Saturday night on Civic Media.
This road before, and I think I've run this race in vain. Another hope dashed to the floor, but I do it all again. It's insane, insane. Heard it time and time again. Yes, I've been told there is. And fix my gaze. Yes, I will claim my prize someday. Someday. be spent. On my knees I breathe a prayer. I wanna know I'm not alone. Oh, do my words just fade into the
Maxine on Civic Media. We are local music. Number 27 there. That is Rise Above. Hey, Maxine Radio's matinee concert series happening at the High Noon Saloon on St. Patrick's Day, Sunday, March 17th. Great lineup. Super Tanker, Iron Plow, Cindy Set My Hair on Fire. And it's going to be emceed by John and Gordy from the John and Gordy Show here on Civic Media. You want to go to the show? I got a pair of tickets for you right now. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. I'll take the first caller. Get you a pair of tickets to the matinee, Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series. Presented by Mad Radio 92.7 FM and Civic Media. Hometown Radio Refreshed.
Oh, us now.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Solitude in them. Everything's anything, and I want it all. I'll take you back again.
everything. And if everything's anything, I want it all. Put your hands up. Put your hands up. If you're innocent, it'll be there. Put your hands up.
Maxink on Civic Media. We are local music. That is Miles Nielsen and the Rusted Hearts. Heads up. After August, before that, in Solitude, of course, Iron Plow in that set. Still got a pair of tickets for the Maxink matinee happening on St. Patrick's Day, Sunday, March 17th at the High Noon Saloon. You can get your advance tickets right now at high-noon.com or give me a call, 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Call or text in the Civic Media app. Is it going to be George? Is it going to be Jorge? We'll find out in just a couple minutes. It's Max Inc. on a Saturday night.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
St. Patrick's Day is Sunday, March 17th. Let's party. It's the Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series, live at the High Noon Saloon in Madison, featuring Super Tanker, Iron Plow, and Cindy Set My Hair on Fire, and hosted by Mad Radio's morning show, John and Gordy. Advance tickets on sale now at high-noon.com. The Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series, St. Patrick's Day Special, presented by Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and Civic Media, hometown radio refreshed.
Why choose Weichert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weichert-LakePoint.com. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com. Max Inc. Radio invites you to a live concert each week over the radio. It's Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Saturday night. It's a full hour of live music and in-depth interviews with the artists. Listen across Civic Media every Saturday at 9 p.m. and grab the podcast at MaxIncRadio.com. Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group at MoveToMadison.com. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Indeed, we are local music. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media, original local music until midnight. Unfortunately, George from Dynavate couldn't make it in tonight. We wish him the best. But hey, Jorge from Civic Media is here. What's up, Jorge? How are you doing?
Oh, yeah. What's happening, Jorge?
Jorge can't hear us. But... This is
There I am. Sorry.
Hello, Jorge.
Hey, all how right. are you? Hey, great.
We got him up now.
Is this my first time on the air?
No, you've been on. We talked about Mad Unity, which is a great show Wednesday nights here on Civic
Media.
Oh,
that's right. That's right. Yep.
What's happening with Mad Unity these days? How's it going?
Oh, it's going great. We've been expanding our repertoire to be, beyond just local DJs. We have been doing pre-recorded shows and shows with original music. My co-host is releasing an EP on the 15th, so we have a whole lot of new music coming. Frequency, he's a local DJ producer in his own right, and he's starting to tour, and he's going to be out and playing Denver and where else? Virginia Beach.
All over.
I don't know if I should be disclosing all of this, but he told me this stuff, so whatever. I can't keep my mouth shut. So
that's awesome. Well, Mad Unity is a great show, and it's really fun to watch on YouTube, too, when you guys go live, because it is a DJ experience. Sometimes you get to tune in here. You see people dancing in the studio.
Right, yeah. It's
very similar to the Lair here sometimes on
Yeah, exactly.
Saturday.
And you guys need to get the video going. We'll work on that.
I got a new mustache just for video.
There
tonight.
You go. I see that. Very stylish.
Hey, let's talk about Civic Media real quick, because there's a lot of stuff happening, and you have a lot of to do with this too. Great team here at Civic Media. Let's start with the website. There's kind of a new, refreshed feel to it.
Yeah, we took a lot of time to refresh the website to reflect the fact that we have a lot of content that we produce daily, and we are so now when people come and visit, they can see what's live, what's happening, and listen to it right away. Get a lot more information. So surfacing all of the, we're literally daily, all of our shows are producing great content. So,
there's a lot of great content out there, a lot of great shows too. And it's so accessible at civicmedia.us just to go to the podcast, listen to it on demand,
Right. Yeah. And there's a lot of just very important topics that they're covering, day in and day out. So, if you can't listen from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m., then you can always catch up.
Speaking of those podcasts, those podcasts are done live on the radio. And here at Civic Media, there's a new lineup here in the weekday. And it's really cool and really fun and exciting.
Yeah. So, radio veteran Jane Matinier has her own show in the mornings. And then we have followed by, Todd, who has been in the midday for a long time. And now Maggie Dawn is expanded, and she's actually now part of the network. So that's a big deal because she's
a really big deal.
So intelligent. When I listen to Maggie Dawn, I feel so much smarter.
Right, and she does it in a nice way.
She educates me.
Yeah, it's kind of in a sneaky way, right? She's not lecturing you, and next thing you know, after an hour later, you're a lot smarter in terms of what really happens in the world of politics. So
absolutely, and she loves feedback. She loves people calling and sharing their views and what they think about it.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that as a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, we want to make sure that because everybody has an experience and they are, they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along, we can all get along.
I know, exactly.
Right, Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so
glass.
It's like...
It's only glass,
it's only glass.
It could be easily broken.
Jorge from Civic Media joins us here. You know what? One of my favorite new shows on Civic Media is on Sunday mornings across the network. It's Lou Agrani's Music of the Stars. If you like show tunes and like old time radio from like the 40s and the 50s, oh wow, what a great show!
Well, I like that he and apparently from what I've heard and what he said is that he kind of wings it, but it's there's a lot of different genres that he can. He many of the episodes, they're a journey. You can tune in at any point in the morning. Sometimes I'll be driving from brunch on a Sunday morning, and it feels like I'm in some old timey movie. But then he'll play a movie clip of some random movie I hadn't even thought about in years, and it kind of brings me back. So it's a really interesting experience. It feels like very well thought out radio. So I'm glad we have that in the mornings.
He takes you for a journey,
exactly,
on a Sunday morning while you're having some coffee, maybe some other. Things we won't mention right now.
Are you sure you're not talking about Timothy Leary?
it is very, the journey indeed is part of that, I think. And many of us have made it our Sunday morning listening.
For sure.
It's you're always wondering. And so, you should have him on sometime. Although,
that would be fun.
That would be a lot of fun.
I think he'd be totally down to call in and through the whatever.
That Let's would be do great. It.
Yeah. Music of the Stars with Lou, Sundays, 7 a.m. to noon across the Civic Media Radio Network. You want to get more information about any of the shows, any of the podcasts, your first stop is civicmedia.us. And while you're there, if you don't do anything else, grab the Civic Media app and get that on your phone, because then you can take Civic Media anywhere you want. Maybe you want to listen to John and Gordy here in Madison. Maybe you want to listen to Up North News
right,
in the
while
morning.
They're live, exactly.
You like, can and you pick
do
and
it.
Choose.
Yeah, and we're really endeavoring to make sure that you could access our content from anywhere. You know, we podcast everything as well, and but the live shows is where, especially in the mornings, you know, if you're there's a lot, there's you know, we have John and Gordy here.
Right.
We have Mino and the Mayor up in Green Bay.
Yeah, I love them.
Yeah, they're hilarious. So it's like it's almost like trying to keep up with all of them. You know, we can't really as employees, but we wish we had multiple ears at the same time. But it's exciting. It's an exciting time for radio in Wisconsin, I feel like.
It sure is. Wow. Hometown Radio Refresh, civicmedia.us. Jorge, thank you so much, man.
Thank you.
Appreciate you. Hey, Caitlin Cole.
Woo,
she
I'm
is
a
live
fan.
In the lair, so
I'm
are we.
Fan.
Stick around. It's Max Inc. on Saturday night.
Rise up, rise up, rise up, rise up, rise up. and the whole world say, rise up, rise up, rise up, rise up, rise up, rise up. The nation say it.
Rise up, rise up, rise up, rise up, rise up. Come arise, Rasta children, to take a stand. Arise, Rasta children, the time has come. Arise.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Sync on Civic Media. We are local music with Automatic Lover and Helena. They were in the studio a couple weeks ago. They had a fun interview. You got to check it out right now at all the podcast at maxincradio.com. Don't forget, if you're a band or an artist, you want to get your music on the air, we want to play it, send me an email right now, music@civicmedia.us. Caitlin Cole, she's live in the lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. Stick around for that. Right now, it's Secret Menu on Max Inc. On Civic Media.
You never know. tear the drum. The time has come to face when I was done. The memories that feel so far.
Brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Yeah, when you wanna go see a band or get a drink, you wanna know what's going on, check out Maximum Inc. What's hot overseas or new in the local scene? Wisconsin's only a music magazine. The record labels read it, so does a girl next door. In the bars and coffee shops and at the grocery store. And if you're surfing the web, check out our homepage. www.maximum-ink.com.
You need
skill and a little luck to play the game of pool, and you could say one cue-making company in Wisconsin has both. Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake is the oldest pool cue maker in the U.S. and remains a family-owned, third-generation operated business. Schmelke started as a one-man shop in the 1940s. Now more than 20 employees work at the facility. So do you know which state has the most cue-making manufacturers? Is it Maryland, Minnesota, Wisconsin? The answer coming up. Pool is an old game, and the cues similar to the ones used to play today were created in the late 1600s in Northern Europe. Pool came to America in the 19th century. So did you guess which state currently has four of the top five cue manufacturers? It is Wisconsin. And Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake has also been inducted into the International Cue Makers Hall of Fame, making this a worldwide slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.